Can we really give thanks in all things? That's what we're talking about this month, because we know it's so easy to be thankful for the good in our life, but what about the not so good, the frustrations or tests we may face? Yes, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:16, we are to rejoice always and give thanks in all things, because when we do, our focus is not on our test or struggle, but on the one who walks us through it. That makes all the difference. Is anyone really a fan, though, of being tested? No. I love the t-shirts that say, "Why y'all trying to test the Jesus in me?" Our patience is tested daily. If you have children, you are tested. Really, if you engage with any human, you will be tested. We get frustrated and often placed in situations where we must practice the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. To produce that fruit, we must pass the test and be guided by the Spirit. The test comes when we are challenged and provoked, even to the point where it can become really difficult, for example, to show love to someone who hates us. There's the test. What about having joy in your heart, even in the midst of pain? It's beyond what we can do on our own strength. Patience is one of those things we are told not to pray for, because as sure as you do, something will give you the opportunity to practice it. I can give thanks for those moments because it's through those times of testing I feel God's presence and His hand guiding me. Peace replaces frustration in my heart as I surrender how I would like to respond to how God would have me respond. Recently, I had a suitcase travel to Pennsylvania, even though I did not travel to Pennsylvania. It was a testing moment for me, to say the least. I had to cancel a trip last minute, and the process of getting my luggage back was full of frustration. It was totally a first world problem, but I needed to get my suitcase back. After hours on hold and several days and customer service representatives later, I finally connected to someone who listened and knew exactly how to help me. Through that, God reminded me He sees me and knows just where I am in every moment and what I need. It wasn't about that suitcase or how much time I spent trying to get it back. It was about the condition of my heart and the fruit of patience that grew from it. James 1, 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Count it all joy, my friends. It's not the natural response, but it is the Christ in me response to all the trials, big and small, that come our way. I know the more I am tested, the more opportunities I have to lean into God's strength and power to get me through the test, through the trial. As I do, my faith becomes stronger, my joy is complete, and the fruit of my life is not fear, frustration, anger, and bad responses. It's patience that God is growing in me as I surrender all things to Him. That's the truth. Give thanks in all things. Even when your patience is wearing thin, God sees you and He'll get you through. I'm Lori Klein.